What?
Radio.
Oh,
radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing. Yep.
A lot of wheeling around there. Yep, indeed. It is 7:30 here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name's Gak. Hopefully you guys are securing yourself against the monster wind there. Well, it's not that bad, but it's definitely picking up. Radio Free Gak starts now.
Weeks after Halloween, days after Thanksgiving, just before the Christmas lights go up, brain creep stalks the neighborhood of my mom's tourist wagon in search of decomposing pumpkin, throwing it that pumpkin because his mom did not give us good candy on Halloween. That pumpkin used to look like something, but now it's something. Gonna shove it in your decomposing pumpkin, throwing it that pumpkin because his mom did not give us good candy on Halloween. That pumpkin used to look like something, but now it's something. Gonna shove it in your mailbox. An apple is not candy. Kick it. All the bars are not candy. Kick it. Popcorn balls are not candy. Kick it.
A dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. Scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Things in Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
And there was John Zacherle with Dinner with Dracula, a novelty song that landed in the top 10 in 1958. And Zacherle was nicknamed the Ghoul Ghoul by Dick Clark, and he was the host of Shock Theater, a horror film TV show broadcast on a Philadelphia TV station in the late 50s before he moved to New York City. He hosted other sort of shows there, either for a film, for horror, or for action. And as well, too, he starred in a couple movies himself, although mostly just relegated to a whole bunch of B, C, D-grade movies. I believe Cliff is spinning some for tomorrow's Laugh Tracks episode. Before that, we heard from the Homestar Runner website. That was Brain Krieg with Decomposing Pumpkins, and that's off the latest Halloween short. And at this point, Homestar Runner has been producing Flash videos now for over 10 years. No signs of stopping. And they've actually recently done a 5-episode game for the Nintendo Wii. So, good evening. It's Radio Free Gak here, as I'm throwing pens around, as I'm filling out a whole bunch of sheets. This is Radio Free Gak here, cinematically inspired program on UBC's buoyant community radio station, CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. I'm Gak. I'll run madly off in several directions here until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak at gmail.com. So we'll have a little bit of Halloween fun tonight, though we'll dip into some indie waters as we spotlight a recent film that involves a bit of dress-up, and that would be Where the Wild Things Are, as directed by Spike Jonze. But first, here's the upcoming single by LCD Sound System, intended for release next Saturday for Vinyl Saturday in all your local record stores. James Murphy is in the studio right now prepping for LCD's third album, but after a few leaks of this Ellen Vega cover, Murphy hopped on to Facebook and Twitter to allow the first 20,000 downloaders to get better quality a copy before it was leaked before November 7th. So here's LCD Sound System with Bye Bye Bayou. Here I am.
At the Norm and receive half price off admission and benefits. Check out the Film Sock Facebook group for more info.
Film Sock? I think so.
We started that off with LCD Sound System and Bye 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 before hearing Fever Ray and If I Had a Heart. And you find that off the Fever Ray album, which came out early this year through Rabid Records. And Fever Ray is Karen Dreyer Anderson, one half of the stridently reclusive act The Knife, notoriously for not only their dark music but refusing interviews, and they, any performance that they do is with a mask. And finally, from 1980, we heard The Mob. And the song was Witch Hunt off their album Let the Tribe Increase. And The Mob would be the anarchic punk band from Somerset, England, not one of the two American bands that have battled over that name in the past. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR. Skinny Puppy, they're back. Though the Vancouver industrial band's profile is a little bit lower, as they've gone to a smaller label with the surviving members. They reunited in 2003 after their breakup in 1995. And here's the album that precipitated the breakup, which had numerous producers, label interference with American recordings at the time. Nivek Ogre quit during its recording, and Dwayne Gottl died thanks to a heroin overdose. So from 1996 is The Process. Here's Skinny Puppy with Jaya.
Thank you. spontaneous. It may have been pre-planned in some way or something that looks like an accident.
We've been chosen.
finale to the legendary TV series The Prisoner. That's one of the songs that plays as all hell breaks loose. And that's our Rogers Rocket Fires Up. The Prisoner creator Patrick McGoohan passed away earlier this year, actively turning down an appearance or an endorsement of the upcoming TV miniseries remake, which is finally set to air in a few weeks on AMC TV, although they moved the series from coastal Wales to Nigeria. And before that, we heard Depeche Mode with Hole to Feed off this year's album, Sounds of the Universe. And the Essex Trio have had yet another year of a career full of highs and lows. Adding to this year's confoundment has been singer David Gahan's medical problems. He had several gigs canceled due to gastroenteritis, which was found to be a sore caused by a tumor in his bladder. And upon recovery, Gahan lasted only about a month worth on tour before breaking his leg on stage in Bilbao, Spain. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Catania, Sicily. There's HCB, taking their name from the initials of French photojournalist Henri Cartier-Bresson. And that's from this year's album, Soundcheck for a Missing Movie. Through Hidden Shoal Records, the song was Black. And you're listening to Radio Free GAC here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're going to switch spooky gears here and go a little bit indie. And we're going to start off with local heroes, Apollo Ghosts, who Jordy played actually one of the songs off this EP earlier the show when he filled in for Becky on this side of Mondays here. And the EP is through Catbird Records. It's called Forgotten Triangle. And based on the credits, they got some help from three folks I know on vocals and sax. The trio opened up for Shonen Knife last night at the Biltmore, and hopefully they managed to sell a few copies of the EP, along with a limited repressing of last year's Hastings Sunrise record. So from Forgotten Triangle, here is Apollo Ghosts with Shanghai Alley.
Why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
I look at that in the basement of the sub-building. We have the pit and the pendulum, just like Edgar Allan Poe would have it. What do we have here? From Charlottetown, PEI, here's 2 hours traffic.
Yourself and not your turn to speak. What good is a lover right now? She needs a rock, a boulder, both silent and strong. So please listen, just listen.
Not invited, but put your hand too close to my mouth when you feed me. I just have to bite. They all want jobs with good pay, benefits, and perks. To come true. Didn't you know what would happen?
second time be an accident?
How can the
second time be an accident?
How can the
second time be an accident?
How can the
second time be an accident? Second time be an accident?
How can the
second time be an accident?
They thought I was sad, 'cause I was not invited.
Saskatchewan. There's Volcanoless in Canada with Just Tell 'Em You're Right, subtitled Lost and Hollowed Through. And you can find that off their self-released album, The Way Forward. And the quintet spent this past weekend in New York gigging through CMG. And at this point, if you are going to be in the Regina area this weekend, they're going to be playing a Halloween show somewhere. And before that, we heard the ever-wonderful Caroline Mark from Victoria, joined there by Ontario band NQ Arbuckle. And both of them together have a new album out through Mint Records, and the album's called Let's Just Stay Here. What we heard there was The Second Time. And, Ms. Mark and NQ Arbuckle will be playing the Biltmore on November 23rd. They'll be touring around BC that month and continuing on into December. And they'll play a second show December 4th at the Biltmore. And before that, we started off with 2 Hours Traffic with Just Listen. And that's off their latest album, Territory. And it's been almost a year since the trio have been back over on this coast. They've been staying around Ontario and the Maritimes this year thus far, though there's word they still have a few dates in 2009 left in them. You're listening to Radio Free GAC here. This show will be coming on in just over half an hour.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
You people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
Covering a Daniel Johnston song. That's Karen O and the Kids, and that is Worried Shoes. And you can find that on the soundtrack to Where the Wild Things Are, which is this week's profile here on Radio Free GAC, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Karen Noe, of course, is the lead singer for the band The Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and she's actually joined by both of her bandmates, Brian Chase and Nick Zinner, as far as the kids. She's also joined by their touring guitarist as well. There's a couple members from Deer Hunter, from Liars, the Dead Weathers, and I believe there's a raconteur in there as well, too. So this is, of course, with the recent film, the adaptation of Maurice Sendak's beloved little children's book, featured only 10 lines, and a whole bunch of pictures there of various beasts doing wild things. And the film had a long adaptation history. There were various attempts, whether they were going to do live action or animation or computer animation, until Maurice Sendak himself started watching some of Spike Jonze's films. And once he actually watched Being John Malkovich, at that point he decided that Jonze would be fitting in the type there. Jonze actually had turned down the direction mantle for a while there, but after around 2005 or so, he worked with the author Dave Eggers on a screenplay, and from that they managed to get the film off and running, which of course features a little boy, somewhat wild, like most kids are, and then basically just run away into a land of fantasy. They're joined by monsters representing, I guess, his anger, sadness, and loneliness in there. So it's definitely not your typical kid's film. It definitely speaks to a little bit more about melancholia, but it's a fantastic production. Features Jim Henson's puppet work there. And it's a fantastic. I saw it yesterday in the rain, and it was a wonderful little play. So, not play, but a wonderful little theater film. Some sort of presentation for the eyeballs there. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a few more selections here that Karen O's made. And the soundtrack she's made for this is wondrous. It's very youthful-like, and as evidenced by the Daniel Johnston selection there. There's a nice sort of a naivety and innocence with that as well, too. So we're going to start things off with sort of like what's been called like a companion to the IAS breakout hit Maps. So this is more of like a mellow, like, come-down number here as I cue this up. So from the Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack, here's Karen Ode, the kids with Hideaway.
By the way, no, they'll never understand.
We'll have a bit of fun watching everyone pass by. You'll ask your reason why what once was yours is mine. My pain is gone.
So delectable, so chewable.
Be still! Call me Elmo! Call me Elmo!
Thank you.
So we started that set off with Carano and the Kids. They basically comprised most of that set there. So we started off with Hideaway, then went into Animal. But then we actually had Carter Burwell appear with Lost for, it was about like a 1 minute to 1:15 cue there. And Carter Burwell's worked a lot with Spike Jonze in the past, helped with the scoring of Being John Malkovich and Adaptation. Then we heard Carano and the Kids again with Food Is Still Hot, and then sailing off there with Sailing Home with the Kids Choir there. So that's all from Where the Wild Things Are. Fantastic film if you have a chance to see it. And it's a point brought up a lot of debate with the people I know. There's issues there about questioning about the parenting and allowing the kid to go off like that, and why the kid had that sort of attitude. But kind of matches the wild youth that we have, because, you know, kids are cruel. I mean, you see the monsters smashing houses and things like that, and you know, that's part of what we are, just construction and deconstruction there. So in the background, we're listening to the latest from Do Make Say Think, the Toronto quartet there, and this is off their latest album, Other Truths, and it's the last of four tracks that play off their band name, and that will be Think. And that about wraps it up here for this week's episode of Radio Free GAC. You can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. Just go to CITR's website, www.citr.ca, check on the schedule, check on the programming. I'm listed under R's, or under Monday Evenings, and there, from there, that little orange square icon with the little beaming signal. You can plop that in iTunes and subscribe away as well. My website's working again, but I still have to update it. I'm behind like about 4 or 5 weeks, but I'll get the playlists up in time. Of course, I'm sort of running out some SoCan information here as well. We just like writing things up left, right, center. So, not sure exactly what I'm doing next week yet. I have a couple things on the go as we start planning things out. And of course, 2 weeks time, starting on November 12th, it will be the 4th annual CITR Fun Drive. As we set our targets and we come to the air pleading, I wouldn't say it's pleading, but just asking for your generous contribution to help us continue the station running as it is. So again, this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Coming up at 9 p.m. It is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. And yes, we heard LCD Sound System cover the song earlier, but let's listen to the original. So from his self-titled 1980 debut album, after he left the quintessential back act, Suicide, will be Alan Vega with Bye Bye Bayou. So hopefully you guys have a wonderful Halloween lined up. I know it's on a Saturday this time around, so it just means extra mayhem. But hopefully you got your costumes all figured out. One or two little things left to do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be roaming the streets. I think it'll just be a couple house parties here and there. But the important thing is I picked up a little pipe, a Briarwood pipe from Oak Ridge, just to complete the look that I'm aiming for. Of course, I'm surprised I didn't bring it to the station, because I've just been talking out of it in my mouth the entire time, and steam turns into an English hunter. So, my name's GAC. This has been Radio Free GAC. Enjoy yourselves.
The sky is turning poison.
Bye-bye, you. Jimmy Emerson.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca.